is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to it on a Friday, a free-for-all Friday. If you'd like to join the conversation, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. By the way, live on Facebook again today. Got Chance running shotgun here in the studio, the Northern Studio. We're getting ready for a big event up here called Boyne Thunder. Boyne Thunder. Yeah, the big boats will get out and stretch their legs on Lake Charlevoix into Lake Michigan this weekend. So if you want to hear them roar, this is the place to be. It's Northern Michigan in the summertime. So before we get into the heat of the politics, just take a moment and think, you know, what should you do this weekend? You should go to Boyne Thunder. You should enjoy yourself and get out and enjoy Michigan. You can find out more by joining us on Facebook, following us on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show for exclusive content, giveaways, a whole lot more, and the website stevegruber.com. Again, live on Facebook right now. We're trying to do this more to get you more involved with the program. And on a free-for-all Friday, 888-900-9966 is the number to get you directly connected. You can also send us notes to stevegruber.com. Drop me a note there. We can answer your questions on the air. Send us a tweet. We'll do it any way you want. Now, in the UK today, the disruptor-in-chief Donald Trump, a one-man wrecking crew, making his way from NATO, where he had the audacity to tell the truth to the Germans and others about their short-sightedness and being beholden to Russia when it comes to natural gas. If you put all of your eggs in one basket, if you claim that Russia is your adversary and your biggest geopolitical concern, and then you give Russia billions of dollars and you make it so three-quarters of your energy comes from Russia for that billions of dollars, as Germany is in the process of doing, that is a bad situation. It's a bad scenario. As I said yesterday, if Russia gets upset and says, you know what, we're not giving you any more oil, they turn out the pipeline. Chance loves it when I do that. No gas for you. Then what do you do? Sit there in the dark and say, well, gosh, I wish we had kept just a couple of coal plants. I wish we had kept just one nuclear power plant. I wish we had had a better vision of the future. Because what you've created is a scenario where Russia supplies energy to many nations in the EU, but the powerhouse, the economic powerhouse of Germany, being beholden to Russia's natural gas supply and one pipeline that comes under the Baltic Sea, sounds like a very dangerous proposition to me. Sounds like a terrible place to be. And I think Donald Trump was exactly right for calling them out on it. Now, of course, the media goes crazy on that. The media goes absolutely nuts, even though Joe Biden and Barack Obama had done the exact same thing and issued the same warning just a couple of years ago to NATO during a summit. Joe Biden and the Barack Obama administration, the president himself, former President Barack Obama, said, this is a very bad idea, because it is a bad idea. You'd be far better off making a deal with America, the world's number one producer of energy now. Doesn't that sound amazing to say that? America, the number one producer of energy in the world. Why wouldn't Germany try to figure out how to work with the United States or Canada or friendly countries instead of working with an adversary? At the same time, of course, Donald Trump is maligned and denigrated by the media here and the media there as being too close with Russia. And so in an important interview that came out today with a Sun newspaper, Donald Trump says, not only is that true that Germany is doing the wrong thing, but Theresa May isn't following through on Brexit properly. In fact, he says it's such a bad deal, this slow Brexit exit, if you will, trying to make a deal with Brussels to slow down Brexit and make it a smooth, slow transition. Donald Trump says that's a very bad idea. A softer approach which would leave Britain sticking to a common rule book with Brussels on goods. The president says that would likely kill the chances of that much sought after deal with the United States on trade, a bilateral deal between the UK and the US, which would be good for both sides. The president says, well, if you go through this deal and you stick to the rules implemented by the EU, that doesn't help us. It doesn't move the needle. Here's what the president said in this interview with the Sun newspaper. We are cracking down right now on the European Union because they have not treated the United States fairly on trading. If they would do that, I would say that would probably end a major trade relationship with the United States. The concern here with the president, he says the EU is just as bad on trade policy with the United States as is China. It's just on a different scale. It's a smaller scale for the EU, China, of course, being a dominant trading partner, and the EU being smaller, but he said it's just as bad. I would have done it much differently. I actually told Theresa May how to do it, but she didn't agree, and she didn't listen to me, he said. Now, the comment, not good for Theresa May. Fighting for her political life after announcing her plan for the cabinet just last week, that plan sparked the resignation of a number of officials, including her arch nemesis, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who walked away, who during this interview, Donald Trump also said, by the way, Boris Johnson would make a terrific prime minister. And so this could lead to a challenge. We'll see where that leads. But Donald Trump leaving, oh, I don't know, a bit of chaos behind him. Nothing new in that. And nothing new in him stating his opinion strongly, fiercely, frankly. And he believes that Brexit should be hard, should be soon, and should be permanent. And he believes that the British people, the UK, when they went to the polls and voted for Brexit, that all of the people and all of the forces and all the elitists and all the globalists that are trying to stop Brexit or slow Brexit down should be stopped themselves. It's what the people voted for. It's what the British people voted for. They said, we want Brexit. Now, it shocked the globalists. It shocked the elite. And they are still coming to terms with it. But the fact of the matter is the British voted for what they voted for. And that's what Donald Trump is saying. Much like they voted for Donald Trump for president, people of this world said, we've had enough of this whole socialist movement. We've had enough of this whole Marxist movement. We've had enough of this elitist control of our governments, telling us what we should do, how we should conduct ourselves, what we're going to be allowed to do, rules, regulations, taxes, redistribution of wealth, all of these things being pushed back against because people in the real world, in places like Michigan and Ohio and apparently in Manchester and in the UK and Soho, have had enough of this nonsense. So anyhow, in the UK today, they're waking up and getting a full dose, a full-on dose of Donald Trump in the Sun newspaper. That'll give CNN something to blather on about for the remainder of the day. This part of the program, the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Straight ahead, we'll sort out that controversy with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and the death threats that have come as a result. We'll be right back.